am the Dean, and this is the Dean Show. I am superior to you, and you suck. I am the Dean. I am better than you. You are listening to my show because I am so awesome. La 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 la. Awesome. Awesome. La 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 la. I am the Dean. You are not. You will listen, or I will smite you.
Good evening, children of the Dean, and willkommen to the Dean Show, episode 30. That's right, it is our historic 30th episode-iversary right here on TTD! And we have for you a very special new manservant and co-host joining us this week on the Dean Show. Ladies and gentlemen, Hyenas McGraw. Say hello to everyone. Hyenas McGraw. Indeed, indeed. Hyenas McGraw. Now then, we've got some things coming up for you on the show today. We've got the usual wrestling review, the final or possibly penultimate, once I'm not sure, I need to check the list, Mussolini Corner, the Nile of the Week, the Smiting List, Things, Stuff, a special The Dean Sings, and Mucho Mas y Mucho Menos. Y Mas. So, without any further ado, let's get underway. And also over. Okay, the first thing is the quiz, and the results of last week's quiz are as follows. There are none! That's right, the contest is still open, so if you would like to win the Kelly Ritchie Carry the Light CD, complete with lyrics booklet, additional booklet, awesome case, and stickers, ThaddeusPenguin@hotmail.com. You've got to name three bands whose music we have closed with on the Dean Show. The less obvious, the better. And we played a track from that as a sample last week. And next week, there's a good chance that Kelly Ritchie will be on the show to talk about the album and other stuff. What are your thoughts on that huge announcement? Hyenas McGraw. Indeed. Indeedo. So, that's how they enter the quiz, ThaddeusPenguin@hotmail.com, and that's pretty much it. This is, of course, our huge 30th episode. That means we've been going for 30 weeks, and we have given you 30 episodes, as well as a variety, I believe, about six or seven supplements that we've given you, and we've been discussing an idea for a future video supplement that might be happening relatively soon. And if you recall, I said I wanted to do 4 video supplements by the end of the year, and we did Origami Land, and then there were 3 more. We did the Angus video instead of a cool Knights thing, because that just wasn't going to happen. And then the other one was a sort of, well, let me think. It's not really going to happen. We've made some adjustments and changed our minds, but we have an idea for this cool video that we are going to try to put out, and it will be good. And the fourth one that we were planning was really just what we're already doing in audio form with the Dean's Journal, so we don't need that as a video anymore. So there you go, and there you have it. Up next, it's time to review the Hit the Music, Hyenas McGraw.
Rawr! Rawr wow! Rawr wow! Wow! Rawr! Monday Night Raw!
Okay. And OJ. Let's get straight into the review of the Raw, with the Thing, the Stuff, and more of the same. This week's Raw is The Price is Right, with Bob Barker, a.k.a. not Bruce Forsyth, for the ARG.
The Fink is the voiceover guy. Santino, Jillian, IRS, and Chris Jericho run out through the crowd, and they are the contestants on The Price is Raw. This is spelling disaster right here. They bid on a 10 years of SmackDown DVD. Santino asks for a vial because he thinks it's countdown. Jillian sings because she does that. IRS asks if it's that the price they're bidding on will include taxes, and Jericho complains about being called Chris instead of Mr. Jericho. He claims to be one half of the tag team championships and all this stuff, tag team champions. Bob hears the one and accepts that as his bid, and he actually wins. And then he wins the DVD, but he can win a holiday if he defeats the MVP in a match. Then we find out Breaking Point is this weekend. Oh noes. You'd think they'd build up for it on the last Raw before the pay-per-view instead of hosting The Price is Right. Argh! Could have some echo in that arg there, please, Connor. MVP goes for the Ballin. Jericho pulls him down into the walls of Jericho. MVP reverses that to a cradle. Playmaker happens, but it's escaped. Codebreaker, but MVP was holding the rope. Rolls Jericho into it. Well, grabs his legs, rolls into a jackknife pin for the win. New holiday for Jericho. Now DX press a button that spins a computerized wheel instead of having the huge big wheel, which would have been much more cool. And the wrestlers are on it, and it picks their opponents, and it's Randy Orton and Chris Masters. Or, as we like to call him, steroids. Chavo now is able to win an awesome new car if he can beat the Evan Bourne. I was thinking every match was going to be like the first one and like a proper episode of The Price is Right, but they didn't do that. They messed up after one match, and this gets the arg. So, Hyenas McGraw, don't you think it would have been better had they done every match like the first one with contestants, and then you win a small prize and you go through to win a bigger prize? Exactly. Exactly. You agree with me 100%. It would have been so much better. Now Chavo hits the Tres Amigos, goes for the frog splash, but hornswoggling happens, water pistol squirt gunnage happens. Now, then Evan Bourne hits a roll-up for the win, and Chavo loses and doesn't get his car. WTF. Hornswoggle interfered and attacked Chavo with a water pistol, but Chavo should have won the car by disqualification, but the referee totally ignored. Why is it that Hornswoggle is the only person who is allowed to interfere in a match without a DQ being issued? Inconsistency fail. Now Cody Rhodes versus John Cena. Cody rolls and takes a leg with him in what was a pretty cool maneuver, but he didn't go for the pin for some reason. So far, the rest of the match, apart from that one maneuver, was pretty boring. But Cody was doing well, which is surprising. Cena goes for the FU. Cody escapes. Cena hits the odd shoulder block, and he hits the throwback. He misses his top rope Fairmaster. That's him through 90% of his moveset right there. Rose goes for figure four, which is escaped. Cena locks in the STFU. Orton out for the attack. So now we can have a DQ. Now we get a DQ. And then randomly, Cody Rhodes gets hit with the FU for no reason, just to bury him. This Raw is not pleasing to the Dean. It started off sort of semi-amusing, but has descended into tiresome boringness. Some sports guy comes out of the crowd as the new fourth contestant. Winner will win a WrestleMania 26 travel package, with Hall of Fame tickets, WrestleMania tickets, a special chair, and an autograph session with the wrestlers. Wait a minute, two of them are already wrestlers currently. Why would they want their own autograph? Arg. And then the bids are like $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, and $1,200 for this package. And Santino wins with the $1,200. Now Santino can win a hot tub, and he wants the Bella Twins to come with it. Lol. Body slam contest time. Body slam contest time. Yeah. Big Show for the body slam contest slams Santino. Then Bob Barker gets confused and keeps asking who won. I like, there's a flaw. No one really knows what's going on. And then Mark Henry out for the second body slam contest. And now we get two big fat guys pushing each other around the ring. And Henry wins with a body slam on the Big Show. And now DX out for the main event. And I'm pretty sure Triple H calls Priceless gay. Arg. I am getting bored with the Raw. Now Masters with a Hydra Lock on HBK. Blatant gimmick infringement right there. Then somehow Shawn Michaels beats Masters with a figure four after being Hydra Locked. For some reason, DX and Priceless are now all brawling backstage, and now Orton and Cena come out, and now they're brawling in the ring, and now there's an RKO on a chair, just like at Saturday night's main event that we saw before. Repetition arg. And then Raw just sort of stops at that point. So, yeah, that's your Raw. And I mark for the Hydra Lock, I should point out. What are your thoughts on Raw? Monsieur McGraw. Go! Indeed, indeed. Raw got a little bit boring towards the end. Now then. Up next on The Dean Show. I want to talk a little bit about some things I've been doing there. I watched the Jean-Claude Van Damme movie. Second in command. Segundo en comando. Muy bueno. It was a really, really good movie. This has obviously had a budget, unlike some of them, and I highly recommend it. So essentially this movie was, the idea was that there were a president of, I believe it just called it an Eastern European country in the write-up. I don't recall what the country was. It probably said it in the movie, but I forget. The Dean does not believe it is importante. So what happens is the president is going to be killed by his people. So he goes to the American embassy in the country to hide. And Van Damme is charged with looking after him. And he is given the rank of second in command in the embassy, and then the leader dies, so he becomes the commander. Unfortunately, that was never officially issued, so later on he's stripped of his rank, and then the other commander realizes that he's crap, so he gives the rank back to Jean-Claude. So basically they're trying to hide the president. The sort of people's militia start attacking with like bazookas and stuff, and really like destroying the building, and there's like crazy gunfights and stuff, and they get in and they have to try to hide this president, and they go through underground tunnels and such like. And then his army arrives. He finally calls in his army, and they arrive, and they're supposed to help, and they all pull up in their tanks, and the militia run away. Then the army turn on him as well. So there's the first twist swerve. And then, of course, the Americans arrive to save the day. It's a very, very good movie, and I think you should watch it. But the interesting thing is, I missed the first few minutes, so I don't really know. But how did he get there? If he's in his country and everyone wants him dead, how did he get there to the embassy? How did they not kill him when he was, like, walking around in the street? Because he has, like, two people in suits with him. People in suits don't protect you terribly well. And where, what I don't understand. His army wanted him dead. And then, why didn't they not kill him before? Some bits didn't seem to piece together, but of course, he did little bits of fighting, and there was a part where he had there was a knife fight, I think, and he didn't do it as well as Steven Seagal would have done, I can tell you. Steven Seagal would have got the knife, and he would have done, what Van Damme did was he stabbed him in the back of the knee, and then stabbed him in the back or something. Seagal would have had, like, a really awesome knife fight with, like, clinking with the knives and stuff, and he would have made it look really, really sort of elegant, and then just like throw the knife at him right in the face or something. Oh, Seagal is full of more... No, I can't say that phrase. But he is full of win. I can't... I promised I wouldn't do that, the whole phrase, because it's... frankly, it's a bit bad. Now then, it's time for... You know what? What I really want to do right now, I'm going to switch up the order, because we're going to get straight to the smiting list. Because I've got someone who needs to be smitten. So let's hit the smiting list music, please. Hyenas McGraw.
And now, we present, the Dean and the Thaddeus present to you, the smiting list. Prepare to be smitten.
Okay, this week we smite the BNP.
Please note that the BNP stands for the British National Party, a political group in the United Kingdom.
Let's see. Direct quote from Nick Griffin, leader of the BNP. I am well aware that the orthodox opinion is that 6 million Jews were gassed and cremated or turned into lampshades. Orthodox opinion also once held that the earth is flat. I have reached the conclusion that the extermination tale is a mixture of Allied wartime propaganda, extremely profitable lie, and latter-day witch hysteria. I want to help stop the immigration which is destroying this and every other white nation in the world. So there's two quotes from Nick Griffin. One about the Holocaust and one about immigration. And we see that this person is simply an idiot. Now, if I can find some online, more quotes from this idiot exist. More quotes do exist. Let's see if I can find them. Right. I am looking for them. Whilst Firefox searches, I had them earlier. Whilst Firefox tries to relocate them, I shall fill with some timely filler. So you're like a bandicoot. You're on an island. You're jumping on boxes. Fight the Cortex and the Ripper-Roo. Aha! Yeah! And like that. And yeah. Like, let's just see if I can... Right. I'm trying to find the quotes. They're not on that site. They must be on this one.
Be more rapid, Firefox. Tell you what, Hyenas McGraw, while we're waiting, go and make the tea.
If you'd like to make me some tea in a nice mug with some biscuits for dippage, that would be pleasant and also good. Now, let's see if I can find this. It's on here somewhere. It's on here. Oh, no. I remember where it was.
You people can wait.
Aha, yeah. You're jumping on boxes. You're fighting Brio. He turns into a big monster. You're fighting Pinstripe Potteroo, he has a Tommy gun. You fight Papu, he has a big stick. You fight Cortex with his wee laser gun. You fight Koala Kong, he throws rocks at you, and lava happens. You can spin, and that's about it, really. And, yeah.
Crash Bandicoot. Buenos tiempos para ti.
I'm trying to get these additional quotes because two quotes simply aren't enough. I mean, the second one was bad and it was racist, but the first one was just ridiculous. And then the second one sort of paled in comparison then. But there are some other pretty bad ones, I think. I think this one was... I think I saw one that was pretty bad. So I've got it loading up as we speak and as we don't. Here we go. Nick Griffin. A strong, disciplined organization with the ability to back up its slogan, Defend Rights for Whites, with well-directed boots and fists. When the crunch comes, power is the product of force and will, not of rational debate. That's his view on what he thinks the electorate want from the BNP. So, they want to use boots and fists to back up their slogan, Defend Rights for Whites. Obviously, this is just the worst person ever. Here's it. We're going to smite him, but first I'm going to read a quote from a BNP councillor, Pat Richardson, responding to a sickening racist attack against a local Muslim. I guess they firebombed him, and he did not approve. Simply because, quote, firebombing is not a British method. A brick through the window is a British method, but firebombing is not a way of showing displeasure. Ah! Highness McGraw, assist me if you will. And you better. What? What? Well, if had I been aware that Highness McGraw was a BNP sympathiser, he would not have been on the show. Right, that's it. I'm going to fire my lasers at Highness McGraw, and we're going to smite him. Fire! Haha. Now, I told you that we would have a permanent co-host announced by this week, and we will. We have a long queue of them waiting outside. So let's bring in the next co-host from the list outside, Monsieur Le Dog. Indeed, Monsieur Le Dog. Now, will you help me smite the BNP? Huzzah! Okay. I'm a-charging my smitometers and firing my smiting lasers. Huzzah! He has been smitten, the Nick Griffin, and the BNP. And now then, what we're going to do now is move on to what's next on the show. I'm thinking... Mussolini Corner. What do you mean you don't understand? Well, yes, I know that we just smote some fascists, and yes, we do now have a segment on fascism, but it's a sort of lol segment. There's not much to not understand. We go through Mussolini's things and we lol at him. You know what? Just forget it. So that's the end of that co-host. Let's move on. Next! It is, in fact, Lion McGlion. Lion McGlion. I swear these co-hosts are getting worse and worse as we progress. Let's move on to Mussolini Corner. Hit the music, Lion McGlion.
Welcome everyone, as the Dean present Mussolini Corner.
Okay, it's time for Mussolini Corner. Mussolini Corner. Mussolini Corner. Let's check the list. Whoa, we are down to like the final two or three. This week it's quite a short one. As they all are these days. But it's basically as follows. During the Second World War, the strong navy that Mussolini had built up to fight for the Italian Empire didn't actually, well, rarely, left the docks. They rarely left the docks. They stayed there and they didn't go out to fight. They just sat around doing nothing. Because they fought a defensive strategy, which is hard. It's hard to gain land when you're fighting a defensive strategy, and they were also afraid of the British Navy, the Royal Navy, afraid of the Brits. So they sat around and didn't leave the docks because they were afraid, and those who did were utterly destroyed. This is why you fail, Mussolini. This is why you fail. Now then, that's your Mussolini corner. Up next, I wish to remind everyone that you must take the poll on thedeanshow.blogspot.com. It is essential because on that poll, that it decides the future of the Dean Show. Whichever show you vote as being the best will stay. The poll is closing very soon. We are losing by miles to the Banter Show. So if you want the Dean Show to be permanently replaced with the Banter Show, vote for the Banter Show or do nothing. If you want us to win, then get off your ass and vote. Well, actually, get on your ass and get on your computer and vote for the Dean Show. The show hosted by the almighty, ultimate, master of divinity, the powerful, awesome, most important entity in the universe, the Dean. Because the Dean is superior to you, inferior scum, in every possible way. I am good, you're not. You are scum. The listeners are inferior scum. The manservants are inferior scum. Falafel is inferior scum. Now then, we progress to our next segment, the ECW review.
ECW
Extreme Championship Wrestling.
Okay. ECW review. The Hurricane. That's how we start out, and I'm loving it. Versus Burchill. Why is Paul Burchill the Ripper? Paul the Ripper doesn't work. Hurricane hits the octopus, but Burchill spins him off. Pathetic USA chance by these xenophobic, brainwashed, patriotic Americans. And then I remember that darn pay-per-view is on Sunday. Flying crossbody off the top rope by the Hurricane, but a kick out. So many nerdy comic references from Matt Stryker on commentary. Burchill hits a Bam Bam Slam. Guess that was a Bam Bam Bigelow move. I prefer to call it a Super Oklahoma Slam, but whatever. Hurricanes go on for the Shining Wizard. Katie with the distraction. Now Burchill runs but misses and bumps into Katie. I have the Hurricane. Yes! The Hurricane is the victor. And Katie looks quite cute when she's unconscious. It's quite hot. Right? Now then, that was the first match. Now Shelton Benjamin and Sheamus versus Goldust and Yoshitatsu. Now I'm going to see if I can do something, because I keep every week I say, like, Yoshitatsu out to the crazy music, and I'm going to see if I can play a quick clip from the opening of it, just to so that you can experience the crazy music. I'm going to go to YouTube to see if I can find it. Speaking of which, the Dean Show's YouTube channel, I just noticed the spotlight on YouTube is currently Mr. Bean, which is awesome. The Amazing Atheist is banned from McDonald's again. Okay. Yeah, don't forget we have two videos on the YouTube. Origami Land and the Dean's is Angus or something. Those are both there. So check those out. Now I'm gonna search for let's see if I can find this. Right. Yoshitatsu music. Here we go. I may just play it and put my mic up to it. You may hear it that way. In fact, if I play it loud enough, you might hear it anyway.
Don't
see this is just the craziest thing that can exist.
Now then, let's continue.
Where... How am I picking up on the mic? I'm not sure. Let's try this. Where do we get to? The match was, right. What? Yeah. So, Shelton Benjamin and Sheamus versus Yoshi and Goldust. The bell rings and the match randomly ends for no reason. And then Shelton Benjamin attacks his partner Sheamus for no reason. Arg! Since this makes none. Main event already, William Regal's dudes versus Christian and Dreamer. EC dub chance for Dreamer right from the get-go. What place is this? And, what with it? Okay, I'm being interrupted by Jack. Let's see. Right, let's continue. I've told him to go away. How dare you interrupt the Dean during L the Dean Show? I concur, Lion McGlion. Yeah. So, let's continue. Yeah, so the main event then, Christian jumps over the ropes, gets caught by Zeke, Dreamer runs off the apron and jumps on top of them. Then I notice that something is wrong. The crowd sound very loud and stand out. No commentary. Back from break, commentary is fixed. Dreamer hits a clothesline from the second rope on Zeke, I believe. Remember when Kozlov beat Stevie Richards with a random headbutt to the back of the neck? Yeah. Dreamer hits a frog splash on Zeke. And then Regal trips up Dreamer, allowing Zeke to hit the Uranage for the 1-2-3. Arrgh! Dreamer losing is the Malos, but at least it was Regal cheating, and then he did the Regal stretch afterwards for the huzzah. What do you mean it doesn't matter that Dreamer lost? What do you mean you don't like Dreamer? Yeah, that'll teach you to not like Dreamer. Next! It is, in fact, Pig McGlig. Indeed. And right now on the show, we've, let's see, what have we got to do? We'll come back tomorrow with the usual bits and the SmackDown and the Dean Scenario, and we'll close today with the Dean Sings. We've still got to do, we've got to do something, I think, with the segment that, oh, I don't know. Jack is still distracting me. Okay, we've got to do this week. We've got to do the Nile of the Week, and I think it's pretty obvious who that is for the second time in history. Hit the music, Pig McGlig. Nile of the Week. Nile of the Week, fool at the other end. Nile of the Week, fool at the other end. That's right. This week's Nile of the Week is Jack for his constant interrupte me. Now then, that's the Nile of the Week. And we continue the Dean Show with a discussion on one of everyone's favourite cartoons, the Tom and the Jerry. Okay, wait, we paused before our Tom and Jerry discussion there to I tried to see why Jack was bothering me, and I tried to get him on Skype to explain himself on the show. Didn't work, but we did get some recordings on MSN, so to let you hear those.
Is this working right now? No, it's not working. Yes, it is working. Ha! It's because of that damn Skype, isn't it?
Where there is a fire at one end
and a fool at the other.
Bloops do not contain fire nor fools. They contain plasma and lasers. Laser plasma.
Laser plasma is the lie. Also, your words were recorded for the Dean Show.
I did not agree to recordings. In fact, I disagree, which is quite the opposite of agreeing.
Ha ha. Your disagreement was also recorded for you on the Dean Show. Nile of the Week. So, Tom and Jerry. I was watching the movie Tom and Jerry Blast Off to Mars. And, rather interesting in that it was bad. They sort of went to Mars and it looked all new and new cartoony. Didn't look like the classic 40s Tom and Jerry, you know. And they weren't in the house with Mama Two Shoes. And when they got back, there was like a big, they're fighting a big robot and stuff. And then the dog looked different and Spike. It just wasn't the same, you know. So I started looking into the old Tom and Jerry and reading about it. And would you believe it? But Tom and Jerry was criticized for teaching the kids badly. And, you know, obviously it's violent, but it's comedic cartoon slapstick humor. How can you not like that? And people said it was a bad influence on the children. I hate the children. It was a bad influence on the children. And, What do you mean you... That's what you get for liking the children. Now I'm gonna go solo at the moment. While I finish my Tom and Jerry. Yes, they said it was bad for the kids, and they tried to. They ended up making a new series where Tom and Jerry were years later, where they'd become friends, and they just walked around having fun adventures. And they all the other complaints were like Tom smokes in an attempt to woo the female cat. This is bad because it is teaching children that they will get female cats if they smoke. And then they had to edit it out. And you don't, when cartoons are old classics, you don't go back and censor them and remove episodes and edit them. You just don't do it. But they did. They also edited out Mama Two Shoes because she was a fat black woman with a typical black accent. Wait, what? A typical black woman having a typical black accent? What? No way. So they said that that was racist, so they replaced her with a thin white woman. What? Is there something I'm not understanding here? And then they later replaced her with a sort of suburban white family. And other complaints made were things like, Tom is a good cat, and he is just doing his job. But the honest, hard-working cat is treated as the villain, whilst the thief, Jerry, is a thief. He is treated as the hero. Like, come on! How stupid can you people get? There should be, like, double Nile of the Week. How stupid can you people get? It's an old 40s cartoon. You don't complain about anything in it. You know, though the cat chases the mouse. Of course the cat's gonna be the bad guy. He's chasing the mouse. It doesn't work if the mouse is the bad guy, because then there is no story. Ah, you people frustrate the Dean. You know, it was just stupid complaints about Tom and Jerry. Ah! And with that segment passed, it's time for me to find another co-host. So, I'm gonna call in the next one. Next! Next, come on. Next! 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 Next, oh, no, don't, I see, next on the sheet is Tortoise McGrortoise. That's it, I've had enough. All of you, leave. Right. Yeah, smitten, smote them all.
I've had enough of this. I am going to do something I should have done a long time ago. Okay, I'm, it's a few hours later, and I'm standing outside. It's raining a little bit, it's cold, it's dark, and I'm in the middle of town. I'm wandering around looking for someone, looking for an old friend. I have a tracking device on him, so it shouldn't be hard to find him. I'm not terribly sure he's around here somewhere. There's someone sitting on a bench, a park bench. I think that might be him, so I'm going to sneak up quietly and sort of subtly ask if it's him. Good evening! You are on the Dean Show. Sorry. Okay, evidently that was a little girl. Wrong thing to have done there. So I'm going to continue looking. I think I see someone in the distance lying on a bench. Let's see. With a newspaper, let's go up to them there. Let's see if that's him. Let's have a little look. Hello there, old friend. Yeah, it's been a long time. How are you? Okay, look, I'll cut the small talk. Thaddeus, I need you to come back. I require your return to TTD !S Enterprise. To the temple, Thaddeus. Seriously, I need you. The new co-hosts on the show have been pathetic. Some of them have been horrible manservants who couldn't make the tea. And I realized just how much I need you, Thaddeus. You complete me. You are the lightning bolt to my AC/DC. The bit that you don't really need, but, you know. The milk in my tea. I don't take an awful lot of milk in my tea, and I don't need any. The shoe laces on my shoe. My shoes don't actually have any laces, but you see what I... The exclamation mark to my The Dean. Not that it's essential, but you see what I'm getting at, Thaddeus. You're that small, not really very important part, but that completes the product. Thaddeus, I need you back on The Dean Show. I need you to return. Please, Thaddeus, please, come back with me to the Temple of The Dean. Come back to The Dean Show. Think of the good times we had, Thaddeus. The good times. You making the tea, not killing that repairman, fighting the clowns and wolves, you making the tea, recording the Dean Show, you making the tea, the time you got stuck in that trapdoor, the times you danced and did magic tricks, you making the tea, the good times we would have together off the show, you making the tea. Yes, Thaddeus, we had many, many good times. Please, please, come back. Thank you, old friend. Come on, Thaddeus. Let's go home. Huzzah! And we are back right here in the Dean Show. I am back right here with the Thaddeus. The Dean and the Thaddeus. The ultimate duo reunited once again. And I'm loving it. Thaddeus is loving it. We're all loving it. Huzzah! As part of the agreement, next week on the show, Thaddeus will be in charge and I will be his manservant. But until then, we're back here in traditional the Dean Show style, and let's take us out for today with The Dean Sings. But before we get to that, just when I remembered about music, Thaddeus, guess what I've been listening to? I've been listening to some more non-Chuck Berry 50s rock and roll. I've been listening to Little Richard, such classic songs as Tutti Frutti and Good Golly Miss Molly. And I've been listening to Jerry Lee Lewis, such classic songs as Great Balls of Fire. Goodness gracious, Great Balls of Fire. And a whole lot of shrieking going on. Some good... Whose barn? What barn? My barn! Oh, some good stuff right in there. I know, Thaddeus, I know you love the 50s rock and roll. I love it. You love it. Everyone loves the 50s rock and roll. And I bought a CD. 40 songs, 20 of each of those people. 20 from Jerry Lee and Lewis and 20 from Little Richard. It's called Whole Lot of Shaking Going On. They both performed that song on it. Two discs, 20 songs each. £2, 71 pence. £3.90-something, including the £1.21 shipping. Awesome! Oh, it's so great to have you back on the show, Thaddeus. Would you please hit the No, don't hit the music for the Dean Sings, because this week it mentions promoting crap, and this week we're not doing promoting crap. We've got a very, very special The Dean Sings for all that I want to share from me to all of the listeners. Thaddeus, hit The Dean Sings.
This is the jingle to introduce the jingle. This is the jingle that introduces the segment that we like to call The Dean Sings. The Dean Sings uses songs from promotingcrap.com.
We got a bunch of Barney songs for you from a collection.
If all the raindrops were lemon drops and gum drops, so what a rain that would be. Standing outside with my mouth open wide, ha 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 ha. If all the raindrops were lemon drops and gum drops, so what a rain that would be.
Oh, can I try now? I've got a young
I don't know how legal it is to play this, or to stand outside with your mouth open if you're a kid, but I don't care. If all the snow drinks with the milkshakes, oh, what a snow that would be. Standing outside with my mouth open wide, ah, 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 ah. If all the snowflakes were candy bars and milkshakes, so what a snow that would be.
Oh, I like this song. Now let's do some more make-believe.
Yeah!
If all the sun rays bubble gum and ice cream, oh, what a sun that would be.
I only know the first verse.
Standing outside with my mouth open wide, ha, 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 ha. If all the sunbeams were bubble gum and ice cream, oh, what a sun that would be.
And if we ate all these things, we'd all have tummies like Barney.
Ooh. If all the raindrops were lemon drops and gumdrops, so what a rain that would be. Standing outside with my mouth open wide, ha 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 ha. If all the raindrops were lemon drops and gumdrops, oh what a rain that would be.
We got another one.
Was a hole,
the
middle of the ground,
the
prettiest hole
that you ever did see.
And the green grass grows all around, and the green grass grows all around this hole. And in this hole there was a tree, the prettiest tree,
the prettiest
tree that you ever did see. With the tree in the hole, and the hole in the ground, and the green grass grows all around, and the green grass grows all around.
And on this tree,
there was a branch,
the prettiest branch
that you ever did see.
The branch
on the tree, and the tree in the hole, and the hole in the ground,
and the green grass grows
all around, and the green grass grows all around.
On this branch,
there was a nest,
the prettiest nest
that you ever did see.
With the nest
on the branch, and the branch on the tree,
and the tree
in the hole,
and the hole in the
ground,
and the green
grass grows
all around,
and the green
grass grows
all around.
And in this nest,
and in this
nest,
there
was
an egg,
the prettiest
egg
that you
ever did see.
On the nest,
and the nest
on the branch,
and the branch
on the
tree, and
the tree
in
the hole,
and
the
green
grass grows,
and the green grass grows
all
around.
I fail
at Barney.
And in this egg,
and in this
egg, there was a bird.
There was
a bird,
the prettiest
bird
that you ever did see.
The egg,
and the nest,
and the nest,
and the branch,
and the branch,
on the
tree,
and
the tree,
and
the hole,
and the hole,
and the ground,
and
the green
grass grows
all around,
and
the green
grass
grows
all around.
The green grass grows all around,
and the green.
green grass grows all around.
So there you go, there's some Barney. But before we take, I know we usually use that as the ending for the first day, but I forgot that we forgot a few segments. It's time for a message from our new sponsor.
This week, we're sponsored by the Guild for the Playing Music on a Tesla Coil.
That's right, it's the Guild for Playing Music on a Tesla Coil keyboard, where there is a fire at one end and a fool at the other. Now then, we also have for you the Dean's Journal that we debuted just last week. I have officially cut the Chikara Wrestler of the Week from the running. As of I mentioned last week, we might cut it, and we just have. We'll not be getting that this week or ever again. That segment is over, and of course, don't forget, in the next week or two, the final Miscellany Corner. So, this week, The Dean's Journal. Here we go. The Dean's Journal. What's the Dean been up to? The Dean's Journal. Journal of the Dean. What's he been doing throughout the week? You get to hear what the Dean has been doing live, just as it actually happens. The Dean's Journal.
They meant to, but they didn't send it.
Congratulations, Connor. You are on the internet. Tell us how impressed you are with Connor's
very,
internet.
My post-it only went on the third page, so I'm very disappointed.
Connor was on the first page for being the win. Today in the ICT, monitor is sideways for the band. Sideways monitor is fun because it is sideways and things like that. Also, content on the monitor has been turned sideways to combat having to turn your head sideways to see what is on the sideways monitor. So everything is sideways and monitor operates as normal.
Is this a phone?
Conversation with Mrs. Under. Attempt to speak.
Speak.
Right.
Speak.
Lunchtime.
Lunchtime. Mini interview with Evan. Speak. Cock. Indeed.
Hello. You're doing it wrong. Jack, that was recorded for the Dean Show. Speak into the mic. Hello? 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 To my card. It are beeping.
Valencia, South 4, continuous slight drizzle, 2 miles, 1006, falling slowly. So on that positive note, all that remains is for me to Alan Smith at Broadcasting House in London to wish you a very peaceful good night. And if you are going to sleep, sleep tight. Good night.
Interview commencing.
Jack, you are a bad
poster of the week. In a world without direction, certainty, hope, consider Christ only Savior now and forever. Through Him alone, God is revealed, and heaven is reached. The alphabet of salvation. The Lord Jesus Christ had just finished his public ministry and informed his disciples that he must suffer, die, and go from them. They were frightened, but Christ commanded them to stop being afraid. He then gave them a promise that still provides hope 2,000 years on. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Where is this place? His Father's house? Heaven. How can we know the way to heaven? Consider Christ. We pause now due to presence of corpse. That is all. Their message is simple. Consider Christ. Because, one, in a world without direction, Christ is the way. Dos, in a world without certainty, Christ is the truth. And the evidence for that is that Jesus said, I am the truth. So that makes it obvious. What? Christ is the truth that you can build your life on. Jesus tells us the truth, and he is dogmatic about it. Truth is always dogmatic. 2 plus 2 equals 4 is a dogmatic, narrow statement. That is the truth mathematically. No matter who protests, but I would like it to be 5, that statement cannot change, and that is totally irrelevant to the Christ being the truth thing. It just says it here. Also, 2 plus 2 equals 4 cannot be technically, mathematically proven according to the incomplete theorem, but we'll not get into that. 3. Alert has passed. 3. In a world without hope, Christ is the life. Come and welcome to Jesus. And there's an invitation from 1859 on the back. Do something more for God. Consider Christ.info. Okay, so listeners, what you've got to do is you've got to write to P.O. Box 1243 Belfast BT19LG, and on your message there, simply put LOLWHAT, and that is the poster of the week. Extension! Further information. ConsiderChrist.info. There you will be able to access many interesting articles on topics such as God's salvation when he kills everyone, the Bible and its authority, prayer, fulfilled prophecy, there are none, and creation versus evolution. A list of free Presbyterian churches, as opposed to the locked-up Presbyterian churches, that are involved in this outreach is provided, plus their program of events. If we can help you further, please contact us. We will be delighted to hear from you, and we'll treat all inquiries in confidence. Short audio messages are available at sermonaudio.com/consider Christ. I recommend not asking for further information, because they will send you an envelope full of fire at one end, full of the other leaflets. I knew from experience.
Here we have Niall not reenacting the issue with Lawrence.
Bring back Lawrence.
We need some more Lawrence. I saw him recently, actually. It was pretty good. Now we record the Dean buying some tea. Cancel the tea. We're going to record Niall's reaction to what was our poster of the week. Niall, what are your thoughts?
Well, apparently the world has no hope.
Yes, I wasn't sure about that part either. It does mention a creationism versus evolution debate on the back.
Where?
You've got to send away for that leaflet.
no thanks.
We are planning on sending away for some more fire at one end, full of the other leaflets. What are your thoughts on that, Niall?
You have enough.
They're all gone.
You had enough.
More are needed.
Go away.
Oh. So, explain why the Dean is not allowed to be in the debate against the religious fools at the other end.
Because that's exactly why.
Well, because one, you're too crazy, and two, you don't know enough.
I don't know enough about what?
Science.
But I do know more about the Bible than most of the atheists you will find.
Okay, but that's only one of the proposed things.
Then again, I would most likely loll at the Bible for quite some time and not really put forth any good arguments.
Yeah, my point exactly.
I think I just won that discussion, and now we... Alex, say hello to the listeners of The Dean Show.
No comment.
What the hell is that? Okay, I think we're recording here. So, welcome to the sequel to Walking Home with the Dean. Now, I'd like to point out that at any time I need to pause, I will not be actually pausing it on the recorder, because that will require taking it out of my pocket and effort. So instead, I'm just going to, if I need to pause, I shall simply stop speaking for a second or two. I look a little bit silly, because I am walking along in the middle of the street with a large microphone which appears to be plugged into my front pocket. And I'm talking into it in an annoying accent. So, yes, I'm listening to some REM, which is interesting and also not uninteresting. I'm pressing the button at the pedestrian crossing there with the pelican. I do enjoy listening to the REM, because they are good, and it is a sunny day, and I'm getting some strange looks from drivers as I cross the road whilst talking into a microphone plugged into myself. Seemingly. So REM, of course, a good band to listen to during the sunny times, just because they're sort of pleasant and uplifting, a sort of upbeat, happy tone. And I think it sits us. I'm listening to Orange Crush at the moment, which is a very good song. The previous song was Ebo the Letter, which is a little bit dull, but it's still tolerable. Now I'm getting strange looks from people in suits. So recording the journey home is proving to be eccentric. See, last time I didn't have the mic plugged into the recorder, and I was recording directly into the recorder. And that meant that I looked less silly. Now, of course, if I wanted to look less silly, I could take the mic off, but I'm not going to do that, because I'm sure Thaddeus would not approve. Had he still been in my employment, he would have thought the sillier the better, as was always the case with Thaddeus, who was, of course, known to dance and do magic tricks and eat caramel squares and such like. Still getting strange looks from people who obviously don't know that I am the Dean and can smite them with my smitometer and laser. Just before I left the school there, I popped down to the social area, to the servery, and bought some tea, and had some caramel squares with it. Sorry, no, that's wrong. I'm thinking of what I just said a moment ago about Thaddeus there. No, I had some custard creams with the tea, dipping the custard creams into the tea, and it proved to be good. So, tip for everyone, good biscuits to dip in tea are the Crawford's custard creams. However, I do not recommend dipping them for more than about a second. Just a little dip in and out to the tea there. Now, getting strange looks from other people because I'm just walking along the street with a microphone that is, as I've said, seemingly coming out of the top of my pocket, and I'm sort of walking along and talking and looking a bit silly. Now I am walking up the street here. Okay. So, humps for 600 yards. Exciting information there on the street that contains, at this particular moment in time, the physical body of the most awesome, powerful entity that can exist in the universe, the master of divinity, the Dean. All hail. Now, some school bus driving past me there. Didn't get strange looks from the school bus, surprisingly, because it was empty. Now, still getting strange looks from passers-by and buyers pass and a cyclist, because I am the Dean, and that's the reason for that. In fact, I scared the cyclist so much, having cycled down his drive, he cycled back up and dismounted. So that's, he's trying to avoid looking in the general direction of the Dean. Which is interesting, and also not at all. So, I'm going to share with you a joke. See if I can remember how this joke goes. Comedy time on TTD exclamation mark S. The joke goes something like, I think, for the purposes of this joke, we shall call him Mr. Person Who Went to the Doctor. Mr. Person Who Went to the Doctor, went to the doctor, to see the doctor there, and said that he thought he might be feeling minus 273 degrees Celsius. The doctor informed him that he was okay. Anyone who doesn't get that joke is probably normal. Now, I got a strange look from someone who was out for a potter in the garden, and from people who are not. So, that was our joke here on the Dean Show, and now I'm getting a strange look from a minister. I know he's a minister because I used to attend his church back in the day. What I'm now going to do is play for you a short song. Okay, this is an instrumental, and I have the instrument at the ready. And that is the song there. I call it Nothing. Probably going to be almost as popular as our high spirit Don. By the ever-famous DJ Chav, who of course revealed that single on the Dean Show. It has occurred to me that I'm not terribly sure about volumes, whether or not I'm actually picking up, or the quality of what I'm recording here. And I've been going for quite some time, and it would be bad to think that it's all been for nothing because the quality is bad. So we're going to assume that the quality is buenos y no malos. And then that would be good, and also good. I see a dog. It is approach. I'm going to pause for a second. Okay. I ran from the dog. It was approach, and it was looking anger. It was a small, cute, fluffy, white dog. So there you go. Now, at this time, I'm being passed by the vehicles that often drive on the road area which I am walking nearby. And I see, to my left, slightly forward, and then slightly more to the left, a person standing on a roof. So what I'm going to do is nothing. Now I'm tiring of this recording, so I'm going to get into the zipper device that will transport me straight to the temple of the Dean, to the indoor area. But whoa, whoa. Okay, the person onto the roof is now using some sort of crazy blowing device to do stuff on the roof. I shall leave you, as I'm going to be arriving, getting the zipper device, and arriving very, very soon in the temple, and going there for some tea and such like. Until then, from now, and until never ago, it is things. I accidentally a crap human being. I accidentally the whole thing. Good evening. You're on the Dean Show.
Hello, the Dean.
What are your thoughts on how awesome the Dean actually is?
Unbelievable.
Indeed. And what are your thoughts on Steven Seagal movies?
Unbelievable.
Indeed. You're free to go.
Unbelievable.
Go away! So, Niall, what sort of crazy exploits did you get up to yesterday?
You suck then.
So what sort of things did you plan to do yesterday?
Send them out.
This interview isn't getting very far here, Niall. So, you went to the cinema then, I'm pretty sure. So, what sort of crazy things were you expecting to do at the cinema?
Your mum.
Right. See, this is why I hate people. So, Alex, what are your thoughts on the Dean Show?
It should be a video show.
We did have a video once.
What?
We did have a video once.
Yeah, we should do it from now on.
It would be. Do you know how long it would be to put a one-hour video on the internet? That would take years to download.
What?
Yes. What are your thoughts on the current music playing at the moment?
Absolutely shit.
And, okay, here's one. Okay, I've got a question. What are your thoughts on good guitar solos?
Good.
Yes. Do you think that guitar solos are directly proportional to the song being good?
Depends if you overdo them or not.
I've never heard any good song that does not have a guitar solo.
You can overdo guitar solos. Songs don't necessarily have to have them to be good.
All good songs have guitar solos. And thus we end our interview with La Alex. Okay, we have here the first interview from the Dean Show whilst actually moving on an actual motorway in an actual vehicle at lots of miles per hour with the Jack.
Well, that's right, Dean. We're moving at about 60 miles an hour, which makes us really fast. Because if we weren't fast, then we'd be sitting still, because that's not at no speed at all.
Yes, I didn't hear the second half of that, but I'll agree anyway.
We're going to Queens.
Thanks for that. So, you watched the whole lot of shaking video, didn't you? You did? You supposed to? Interview topic does not work. Extension.
No, I didn't watch it. It was terrible.
You just said when the mic was off that you watched it, and it was awesome, and it was from the 50s.
The 50s didn't exist. It was only the 40s and the 60s.
But there was a whole lot of shaking going on. You're making me sad.
I'm always sad.
We rigged up the jig of the ladder and fires on a
Harry punches a perspective, you know, type of bend or something.
This is when you feel.
And that's it for today. Tune in tomorrow for the Dean Shinneri Smackdown, the end song, the plugs, and mucho mass. Good evening, and welcome back to El Parte Dos. It is now, well, what time is it, Theus? That's right, it is now tomorrow, and we're here with part two of the show, episode 30. First of all, before we go any further, we're going to have, we've got two little stories, which are rather interesting. First is that Vienna, I think this is in Austria, someone got trapped in a lift, an elevator, and prayed to God to save them from the elevator, and I don't know the circumstances, but they got out somehow, someone helped them out or whatever. They survived. First thing he did when he got out was went straight to church to pray, to thank God, and a stone altar fell on him and killed him. I think that is full of lol. And the second story is about in Australia, a kid in Australia who was dying. He went to the Make-A-Wish Foundation and they said they would give him a wish and he could have anything he wanted, and he chose to have sex with a hooker. And they went behind his parents' back and actually gave him his wish, which I thought was also full of lol. You know, because he was a kid and he'd never had sex before. Yeah, that's what he had to do. So, before we go, let's have Thaddeus' reaction to those, and then we'll get straight on to SmackDown. Also, I received confirmation today that Evan is working on a new ECW theme tune, so you may get that this week, or we may, well, maybe debut it next week, we'll see. Okay, so Thaddeus, what did you think about those two stories? Indeed, they were rather amusing. Now, hit the SmackDown music, Thaddeus, but first I'm going to have a sip of my tea that you made me. Ah, that is some good tea right there, Thaddeus. I've missed that good tea. And let's get straight into SmackDown. Hit the music. SmackDown! Lay the SmackDown! It is SmackDown! And Friday night SmackDown with the wrestling and the people and the things. SmackDown! Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Gong, lights out, smoke, fire, eerie purple glow, spooky death music. It's the Undertaker. Not wearing the hat or the sort of singlet with cape, but rather wearing the sort of old-style weird suit thing with the no arms and the straps across it, like he wore at Mania. Looking very retro. I want heel Undertaker. I think that'd be cool. He wants to take the World Heavyweight Championship and CM Punk's soul. I'm a Taker mark, so this is pretty cool. Punk out says he'll tap Taker out to the Anaconda Vice. No one remembers what that is. And now Punk wants to the fans and to Jeff Hardy to just say no. Taker says that Punk will be saying and the fans will be chanting, "Rest in peace." Typical but cool segment. And just when I remember having spoken about Jeff Hardy, news broke recently that he was the arrested. Jeff Hardy arrested. Thaddeus, what are your thoughts? Tell us a little bit about the story. Go. Indeed, Thaddeus, indeed. Jeff Hardy arrested for a variety of charges, including having a place to store drugs in his house, possession of the cocaine and paraphernalia or something like that, also for trafficking the drugs and for selling the illegal drugs and a whole bunch of charges like that. There were like four or five different charges, which to me all sounded like they were the same thing, but just trying to get as many charges as possible out of it. It was like having the drugs, taking the drugs, selling the drugs, trafficking the drugs. Is it the same thing? I don't know. Having the different drugs. So he basically had $2,500 worth of drugs in his house, and was put in jail, and his brother Matt bailed him out, and it cost him $125,000. Though there are also rumors that Matt didn't bail him out, and it's a whole media rumor mess at the moment. And I don't really care, so moving on. Right. Finley and Knox in a Belfast brawl. Finley hits Knox with a chair. Knox kicks the chair through his face. Hits him with a garbage can times lots. Fans chant, "We want tables," after he already puts the table in the ring. Arg! Knox is now killing Finley with the bin lid, and then shillelagh to Knox for the pin. Table unused. You don't tease a table and then not use it. I should also point out that I've been to Belfast, muchos tiempos, and never seen such a brawl. Have you seen such a brawl, Thaddeus? Exactly, there haven't been any. Now Cali out to fight one of the Hearts, D.H. Smith. But then Kane comes out and does an attack, and Cali does the chop and the choke bomb and beats up Kane. Seemingly these two are having a Singapore-Kane match at the pay-per-view. Arg, do not want to see. Now Jericho versus Crime Tiempo. Let's see. They hit the cruise control on Jericho. North Star Express, evidently. Big Show comes in. See, Shad jumps off the ropes and gets caught in a big chop from the Big Show. JTG unconvincingly skins the cat. Mule kicks Jericho and on his way back in gets a huge punch from the Big Show, which allows Jericho to take the pin. Yay! I like Jericho. Now then. Thaddeus, you can cover the next segment. Off you go. Exactly. So Vince goes to see Teddy Long. Won't shake his hand, though. Vince built his empire on excellence. SmackDown has not been excellent recently. Long has something big planned for next week that will change history. Vince notices that a picture of him is no longer in Teddy's office and tells him to make sure he gets it back, and Teddy says, "Yeah, I've been asking all around, I don't know what happened to it." Intercontinental Champion John Morrison comes out to the Huzzah versus the Charlie Haas, and I wrote down Haas of Pin, but of course he doesn't do that. Standing Star Press by John Morrison. Remember Eminem? Yeah. You remember them, Thaddeus? Yeah, exactly. No one really remembers. Split-legged corkscrew moonsault for the win. Hurrah! Morrison talks about Ray and how good Ray is and thanks him for the fantastic match last week, and he's not wrong. Dolph Ziggler comes out. Morrison calls him... Strange that John Morrison would be so ecstatic about winning the Intercontinental Championship, considering he is a former ECW World Champion, but, you know, whatever. Calls Dolph Ziggler Mr. Ziggles, and the crowd all chant Mr. Ziggles, and he also called him Zigmeister and El Ziggurino, which is Spanishly cool. And Mr. Ziggles chants in the crowd, and he leaves. And what are we, small children? Arg! Now Hot Molina out with the red carpet and the photographers, and she does a sexy split-legged entrance, which was, of course, better when she... back when she was in M&M and she wore the skirt for weekly upskirt shots. Now Layla comes out. JR says, "I'm not a doctor and I don't play one on television." And then I realize it's a Divas match, and so I put the fast forward on. Michelle McCool hits Melina with a crutch, I'm pretty sure, and Layla gets the win. Meh. R-Truth said backstage, says, "You kick my dog and I'ma kick you cat." What? If that made any sense at all, you know, that would be helpful. Then McIntyre beats him up again for the arg and the boring. Main event, CM Punk versus Matt Hardy. So Punk tries to put on the Anaconda device from a standing position, WTF. He always does it from a uranage. Everyone knows that. Now Matt with a crazy, butterfly / leg scissors combo meal. Punk with a sleeper. And then the jump on the back, but Matt falls back. Apparently, the commentators are saying, in his 20-year career, or roundabouts, Undertaker has never submitted. That's pretty impressive. Running knee in the corner by Punk. Somehow Matt turns it into a figure-four leg lock. Punk rolls over to reverse the pressure, so now Punk is doing the move, but for some reason, Punk feels the need to also get a rope break to his own move. What? Side effect, Twist of Fate escaped, GTS blocked, Matt with a half crab. Then I wrote down some Judas Priest lyrics, living after midnight, rocking to the dawn, loving till the morning, then I'm gone. Let's see, where are we? Right. Punk hits a roundhouse kick, Anaconda Vice on the ground without a Uranagi, Matt taps. Doesn't he bother me, I like them both. Punk holds up the World Heavyweight title, gong lights out, lights back on, belt is gone, and Undertaker comes on stage, holding the belt and does the white eyes to close. Yay, boo, huzzah. Now then, I just got the email from Evan, so I'm assuming the ECW theme tune is complete, which means we'll be using that on this week's show. Of course, that review's over now, but that's not the point! So, while I'm waiting for internet to load, Thaddeus, what was the name of that guy who that with a song that we were listening to there? Ah! Yeah, that's it, Dave Bartholomew. We were listening to My Ding-a-Ling by Dave Bartholomew, 52. That's 20 years before Chuck made it. It was one of his later songs, as late as 72. And it's pretty cool. Just dun 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 dun. I have a little girl. Her name is Sing. She likes to play with my ding-a-ling. It's pretty cool. So there you go. And let's take you out with the Dean Shonery. And what a better word, of course. This week, into the Dean Shonery, ding-a-ling is the word there. And, of course, the definition is it's silver bells hanging on a string and also some sort of innuendo, double entendre type of thing, which you can get yourself. Now then, penis. Now then, that's it for this week. The plugs, don't forget, thedeanshow.blogspot.com. When you're there, everything, where every place the Dean Show is the Dean Show is generally on there. Take our poll, because you want the show to survive. There's merch on there, there's things like that. You can, you know, make sure you're subscribed on iTunes. You can leave a review if you wish. Email us, Thaddeus Penguin. Yeah! ThaddeusPenguin@hotmail.com. You're back in charge of your own email address, Thaddeus. And all sorts of things like that you can do. Leave a comment on the blog, and it's probably easier. Do enter this week's quiz, though. Okay, you can email us to tell us anything at all, but do the quiz this week, because you can win actual Carry the Light CD by Kelly Ritchie, and she will be on the show next week. So there you go. Also on the blog, there are links to such things as wigglesworld.com, for the We Talk Games. I think they're currently at a gaming convention, actually, that show. The Trapdoor and all Wiggly's World and all that stuff. There's links to other podcasts, such as The Senjay Show and all that good stuff. WH News Hour, Thoughts Out of Context, and things like this. So do check those out. Also, I want to recommend John Dredge Comedy. Now, I think he's on Blogger, and he's on YouTube, John Dredge. Find him, search him, Google him, whatever. And he does things on Comedy 365 from time to time. He's a very funny guy, so I'm going to plug him. And we're going to take you out right now. That's the end of episode 30. The 30th episode celebration. The return of Thaddeus. Tune in next week to see me be Thaddeus' manservant. And things like that. This week, courtesy of the Aerial Publicity Cyber PR, we take you out with The Party by 8-Ball Aitken. And don't forget to come back next week, children of the Dean, or Thaddeus and I will utterly destroy you. Have a nice week.
of office for after the show. Come on, follow me down to the party. Turn the music up to 10. Let it all hang down. Pump that crazy song again. Follow me down to the party. Maybe you can meet a brand new friend. Let it all hang down. Pump that crazy song again. Come on.